Kelly vaguely noted that he was being moved, slipped onto a cool bed, and eased into position. Presently he saw a slim woman, his age, with light eyes that sparkled.
"Hello," she said from behind her mask. "I'm your nurse."
"Where am I?" Kelly asked in a raspy voice.
"Johns Hopkins Hospital."
"What?"
"Somebody shot you."
She reached out to touch his hand. Something ignited his consciousness. The missing pieces began to come together, and even though he understood it was horror that awaited him, his mind struggled to hurry them along. He went ghostly pale. He couldn't catch his breath, and his hands fell limp. Sandra O'Toole's first instinct was to take his hand and say that everything was all right, but she knew instantly that it wasn't true.
"Oh, God. Oh, God. Pam."
The look was one of black despair.
"She was with me," Kelly told Rosen a few minutes later. "Do you know anything, Doc?"
"The police will be here in a few minutes, John, but no, I don't know anything. Maybe they took her to another hospital." He tried to hope, but he knew that it was a lie. "You're going to be okay.
Please, check the other hospitals for Pam, okay?"
Kelly asked, hope yet in his voice, though he knew better, too. Two uniformed officers had been waiting for Kelly to come out from under. The questioning was brief, on doctor's orders. The officers made notes, then left after a few minutes. They resumed their investigation, talking to Sam Rosen in his office. He told them what little he knew about John Kelly and Pam, and they in turn briefed Rosen on Kelly's intended meeting with Lieutenant Frank Allen. What the meeting was to be about, they admitted, they didn't know. The cops rose, thanked him for his time, and left. They would be back in the morning, they warned. Rosen watched them go, unsettled. It was the crows that caught the photographer's attention, circling the fountain in the park, trying to get in. What were they interested in? The photographer attached his telephoto lens and brought up the camera to his eyes.
"Sweet Jesus!"
He instantly shot 10 rapid frames. Only then did he get on his car radio, telling his base office to notify the police at once. "John, they found her," Rosen said.
"Dead?"
Kelly couldn't look up. Sam's tone had already told him the real news.
"Yeah."
"How?"
"I don't know yet."
"Thanks, pal." His tone was flat.
"I'm sorry, John. You know how I felt about her."
"Yes, sir, I do." Rosen came over and grasped Kelly's right hand.
"It wasn't your fault, John."
"Whose then?"
"She trusted me, Sam. I blew it."
Kelly's head lifted, and the expression was not something that Rosen ever wanted to see again. The surgeon couldn't find any words. He left.
"I heard," Sandy O'Toole said, entering a few minutes later. It bothered her that his grief wasn't right. She sat beside his bed. "I'm a widow," she told him.
"Vietnam?"
"Yes, Tim was a captain in the 1st Cavalry."
"I'm sorry," Kelly said without turning his head.
"They saved my butt once."
"It's hard, I know.
Next week, a year ago, I lost Tish. And now,
Sarah told me, Mr. Kelly..."
"John," he said softly.
"Thank you.
John.
My name is Sandy."
"Bad luck does not make a bad person," she said quietly.
"It wasn't luck.
I was careless and stupid, and I killed her."
"Other people killed her, and other people tried to kill you. You're a victim."
"Not a victim. Just a fool."
"What sort of girl was she, John?"
"Unlucky."
He gave her a brief synopsis of the life of Pamela Starr Madden, deceased.
"So, after all the men who hurt her or used her, you gave her something that nobody else did. He did not reply. You gave her love, didn't you?
Yes.
Kelly's body shuddered for a moment. Let it out, the nurse told him. You have to. He closed his eyes, shook his head.
I can't.
The cult of manhood was a mystery to her, she thought. She'd seen it in her husband, who had served a tour in Vietnam as a lieutenant, then rotated back. It was part of the job, he told her on their wedding night, 2 months before he'd left. A stupid, wasteful job that had cost her a husband and, she feared, her life. Her emptiness was echoed in the grim pain she saw on the face of her patient.
That was really stupid.
I can't have my girl leaving without permission, can I? Tucker replied.
You ever hear of burying them?
Anybody could do that.
The man smiled in the darkness, watching the movie. They were in the back row of a theater, a good place for a covert meeting with a confidential informant, which was how this meeting would go on the officer's timesheet.
Sloppy not killing the guy, too.
Will he be a problem? Tucker asked.
No, he didn't see anything, did he?
You tell me, man.
He's known to the department. Ex-Navy guy. Skin diver. Sort of a rich beach bum, from what I gather. Ryan and Douglas are going to be working on the case now. But they don't have much.
So, no harm done?
Probably not. But let's try to control loose ends, okay?
You want me to get him in the hospital?
Tucker asked lightly.
No, you fool. His going on the books is a robbery. Leave him be. He doesn't know anything.
Tucker sat back, satisfied. Only a handful of people knew who Tucker was, and those people knew what would happen if they got a little loose. You just had to have the stones to enforce discipline.
Take it easy on him, Rosen said outside the room. I have my job, too, Doctor.
It was a new officer on the case, a detective named Sergeant Tom Douglas. He was about 40 and looked every bit as tired as Kelly, Rosen thought, and every bit as angry.
I'll keep an eye on things, Rosen said, and opened the door. Mr. Kelly, we're sorry, the detective said after introducing himself. 2 nights ago, you were in the company of a young lady named Pamela Madden.
Yes.
Nurse O'Toole came in and stopped, surprised to see the two men there.
Mr. Kelly, yesterday afternoon we discovered the body of a young woman who fits the description of Miss Madden.
Douglas reached into his coat pocket.
No, Rosen said, getting out of his chair. Is this she?
Douglas asked, holding the photo before Kelly's face.
God damn it!
The surgeon pushed the cop against the wall, the photo dropping to Kelly's chest. Kelly's eyes went wide in horror. Then he collapsed. Sandy's eyes were locked on her patient.
Look, Doc,
Douglas began.
Get the hell out of my hospital, Rosen shouted. You can kill someone with that kind of shock.
Kelly's hand seized the print, staring at it. Sandy recoiled at what she saw in his eyes. But then Kelly's face composed itself.
It's okay, Sam, he said quietly. He has his job to do.
He held the photo up for the nurse to take. Sandy took it, then walked back to the nurse's station, remembering his eyes. It was the most dangerous sight she had ever beheld. He'd passed from horror to rage, to understanding, then to concealment within seconds. Death was what she'd seen, controlled, planned, disciplined, but it was still death, living in the mind of a man.